A Soul Center group begins discussing identity, gender, justice, and culture. One person mentions postmodernism. Another brings up feminism. Someone else says everything is really about power. Another member quotes Colossians 2:8 and says, "We should not listen to any philosophy at all. Within minutes, the room becomes tense. No one is listening. Everyone is reacting." Film ministry skills can help groups think clearly, but leaders must not let debate replace discernment. Group discussion is not a place for people to win arguments, show off knowledge, mock confused people, or attack one another's stories. It is a place to seek wisdom before God. James 3:17 says, "But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceful, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy." That verse gives a group leadership standard: pure, peaceful, gentle, reasonable, merciful, fruitful. In a group, Roy Clouser's question can be used simply, "What is being treated as ultimate in this idea?" Dewey Weird's aspect awareness can also be used simply, "What part of reality is this idea noticing, and what part might it be reducing?" But leaders must protect safety. Sensitive identity stories, gender questions, trauma, depression, abuse, marriage pain, and family wounds should not become group debate material. A leader may say, "Let's keep this respectful. We are not here to label people. We are here to test ideas, honor scripture, and care for whole persons." Ministry Sciences observes that good group facilitation requires clear expectations, emotional safety, wise boundaries, and purposeful conversation. The gospel gives the deeper reason. Every person in the room is an image bearer, not a debate opponent. What helps is setting group rules before tension rises. What harms is allowing loud voices, sarcasm, ideology, or fear to take over. A film ministry group leader might say, "We will compare ideas without mocking people. We will tell the truth without shaming. We will listen before answering. We will not pressure anyone to share personal details." The takeaway is this: a wise group leader turns debate into discernment by keeping truth, humility, safety, and love in the same room.